Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, every Sunday at 8:30. We either do a live or a replay with Jody Bear. She's a health coach. For those people unfamiliar with Jody, if you go to Jody Bear, I'm sorry, drjody.com, I know that's one of her websites, you'll be able to find really cool stuff on Jody. And the way this whole thing got started, for those people that might be listening in and that are new, is I received a phone call from a friend, and he said, you got to talk to Jody. And I said, okay, because I get a lot of friends that say you got to talk to people. So I said, sure, I'll talk to Jody. And when I spoke to Jody, it was kind of interesting because there was an electricity, if you will, or an energy on the phone call that was really unique. And she spoke fast, and she had a lot of stuff going on, and she was working with a network marketing company I was familiar with, and all that sort of stuff. And we were talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm like trying to keep track of all the plates that are spinning as she's telling me health coach and business coach and weight loss and all this sort of stuff. And like, I'm, wow, this gal's got a lot of stuff going on. She's super smart. I like her already. And she's going to be hard to keep up with, that's for sure. So we decided to kind of let people know about Jody Bear. So Jody, when you're spelling it, if you're going to write her a letter, Dear Jody, it's J-O space D-E-E. But if you're going to go to the website, you have to go back to Jody, all squished together, buildingfortuneradio.com/Jody. So when you go back to the radio shows, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows we've done where I told her we were going to be able to document her level of success. Now, I was sincere about that, but I didn't know specifics. I knew it would be big. I knew it would be great. I didn't know which direction it would go, and it's gone in many positive directions. Besides being a successful distributor, she's a great health coach. She's a personal friend of ours as well. She was introduced to things like Clubhouse, where she had a huge audience. She parlayed that into webcasts and web podcasts and TV shows and presidential awards, and she's been a multinational bestseller. She's worked with great people like Les Brown and a whole bunch of other people as well. I've enjoyed all the co-authors that she brings here. It's just been amazing. So she's got a really great talent for bringing Building Fortunes Radio listening audience some of the best stuff you'll ever get. So make sure you check her out. If you go back to, like I said, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows, and she's got a couple of cool different websites I'm sure she's going to tell us a little bit about this as well. However, in addition to everything, I usually don't date the shows because sometimes we do replays on this one, but we probably will do this one again next year around this time. It's St. Patrick's Day, and I remember, for me right now, St. Patrick's Day is, you know, I cut my grass, so there's my green for the day. But when I was in high school, it was a little different. It was jumping on the LIRR, which is the Long Island Railroad, for those people who aren't familiar with that, because I wasn't going to be driving, going to Manhattan and drinking as much green beer as I could figure out how to drink. It was just like one big party on March 17th. So, Jody, thanks for being here on St. Patrick's Day. And I don't do that stuff anymore, probably, which is good based on what you're probably going to say on your radio show.
Yes, and I didn't even have a chance to tell you, Peter. First of all, you just delight me with your introductions and the way you just come so from the heart and the way this has just been created with us. And, yes, we've had a couple of really great shows, and they do hit holidays, whether I don't choose to do the what I call the Hallmark holidays. It's not in my lexicon, but if you do or don't do and all of that. But it's just knowing that I went to the grocery store, which is Publix Green today in Florida, and I'm thinking, I just think tonight I'm going to talk about alcohol. Why not? Because there is so much out there about the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And frankly, I can do this because for those of you that haven't heard my voice, if you're not familiar with my voice, I can tell you that this is Health Coach Jodi. Dr. Jodi has been doing this for 43 years, and I'm known as America's top foundational health coach. In my time, I can certainly say it's been an honor to say that I've had over 35,000 of my clients lose 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat. And, of course, with those of us post-COVID, the last 4 years, when we were in the middle of the pandemic, I've had over 3,000. And I'm going to come back to this at the end, so remember this, ladies and gentlemen. 3,000 of my client patients were able to reclaim, and restart their lives. This is post-COVID in this long COVID syndrome, but what did we do during the height of the pandemic? 100,000 lives were saved, no morbidity, because of alcohol. So it is good, bad, and I'm going to tell you everything in between tonight, because that's what I do with the six pillars of health: spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. It's a foundational health that I have espoused since in my 20s. Now, having turned 70 in my eighth decade, as my son reminded me of, Mom, you're not in your seventh decade, and you're in your eighth decade. I'm in my fifth decade. I'm in my 40s. I said, oh, I just added some numbers on this. He said, just stick to health. Leave the numbers to me. He's a mechanical engineer. What he's doing right now, I just got to give a plug to my oldest son. They are finishing up the configuration of the Olympic pool in Paris for 2024. Never know what those celebrations will tend to. You do something big and you use alcohol, and you do something not big and you decide to have a little bit of this. And I'm going to really share with you what the difference is. So before I do that, I want to make an announcement that for those people, we're coming into a very holy time this next week and a half. So Peter and I are going to tape a show, which is going to be entitled The Spiritual Pillar of Health, because next Sunday is Passover, and then the following Sunday is Easter. But what better time during this week? So you'll hear this radio show twice. What better time to hear this broadcast of what truly is the spiritual pillar of health, because it really is the thing that carries us all the way. But in the meantime, it depends upon who thinks about whether it's the spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. And my mentor and coach and teacher guru, Dr. Jim Marinakis, says it's spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and then social. So if the social pillar is at the bottom rung of this, the social pillar is the thing that carries us through all the others, maybe we need a dose of social pillar so we can have the financial and have the fun all the way up to the spiritual pillar. And one of those things that we consume is alcohol. Now, you've heard what alcohol can do. We're going to cover tonight what it is, what's the good about it, what's the bad, how it affects the organs of your body, and how it can really take your health situation and your immunity with alcohol to the next level. So what I believe more than anything, everybody knows something about alcohol that I'm going to share with them. The alcohol absorption is a good thing. Alcohol, think about things that you use out there, those items that are those, what do I want to say, the antiseptic properties of alcohol. That's really good. The tinctures that you use when you take an herb, tinctures are the ones that absorb far greater into your system than sublingual. Alcohol can be a pain relief. It can be a preservative, so that I'm thinking about like this wonderful Scandinavian food that we eat. And who says that fish can't be slimy? It was lutefisk. It was preserved in alcohol. It can be a solvent that you can use to paint with. It can be a disinfectant. It can be a digestive aid. It can really be a carrier for medicine. So it can have all of these benefits. But what do people remember alcohol about is consuming a great glass of wine, a great beer, like that green beer you were talking about, Peter, having that aperitif taken care of. And I'm going to say alcohol, as I was talking about, and then we're going to take our commercial break, and I'm going to get into this, Peter. How about this? Alcohol with the absent alcohol, which is a high intensity, whatever that grade is, when I say it's 10%, 20%, you can smell the fumes of alcohol. That was the reason that we had happy hour born in the first place. We came out of the Dark Ages. They had the bubonic plague. How did we go from the bubonic plague, which was far worse than what we had with COVID? It wiped out 60% of the population. And we went into the Renaissance. What was the thing that made that happen? It was actually alcohol. Happy hour was born because the hierarchy, the ruling class figured out if they had an ounce of absinthe that they wouldn't get sick. Why? Because it was parasites. It was parasites that made them sick and made them sick and die with the bubonic plague. So what happened with the ruling class, they had alcohol, they had absinthe, and the middle class decided, we'll just make our own herb, which is an alcoholic derivative called wormwood. If you've been on these shows, you've heard me talk about pristine clean and getting rid of the parasites. Well, alcohol dates back to the bubonic plague, that it was actually used for medicinal purposes so that the population could implode. So that's my big educational piece. And then we're going to get down to the real simple, easy, and effective things that we can do with this after our commercial break, Peter. Back to you.
Perfect. Yep, perfect. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. She's talking about alcohol. So, Jody, back to you.
So we know what it is. When can it be good for you? Well, I just gave you, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing that absolutely makes all the difference, absinthe. And I can tell you, when I was living up in Minnesota, we would do the absinthe or called akavit, and even one that they still do a lot. I think the college kids, they'll take a shot of like Jägermeister, shot of vodka. That 1 ounce is great. Anything else is just a social function. So, Peter, all of the going on that LIIR or whatever, and how many times you were writing this because you couldn't move, that was probably too much. But an ounce of grain alcohol is really beneficial for you per day. It will clean out your system. It will allow you to move things through. And so that, what does that really constitute? It's a 4 ounce glass of wine, and it's a small beer. And depending on if you're gluten-free or you're not gluten-free, sometimes beer can have a digestive issue that's not good for you. But that's the good sheet. That is really the good sheet. But the bad sheet, obviously, is the one when you, well, if one is enough, two must be better, and let's have a three for the road. Because as we all know, they've cracked really down on this a lot. And with marijuana use and other drugs, they are drugs. Alcohol is a drug. So use it responsibly. Now, it does make a difference about the amount of alcohol that you can consume. Everybody knows this, that you take a breathalyzer. It really does depends if you're a 300-pound man or you're a 110-pound woman. But the real key to this, and I just want to throw this out for what it's worth, is that if you eat a clean diet, if you're really, really, you digest your food well, I can share with you what happens when you have alcohol in your system. It will go straight through to your liver and pancreas, and you will feel it more often than when somebody says, well, he can really hold his liquor. As a health coach, I look at that and say, whoa, he's not holding his liquor because it means he's holding his liquor, or she's holding her liquor because their liver doesn't quiver. That's one that Jerry Tucker likes better than anything else when I talk about, does your liver quiver if not what you got? And that is so true, because your liver with overconsumption over a period of time, and yes, it can you can recycle it, but the good part of your liver, and I've had this on other shows, is that you really, it's the one organ that can rejuvenate itself faster than any organ. You can build your liver back, but there's a point of no return if you've had years of, well, see, if one is good, two must be okay, and three is enough. Because it's that 1 ounce of grain alcohol, which translates into an 8-ounce beer and a 4-ounce glass of wine. Now, Europeans love to have a glass of red wine, and you'll see them still laughing and having lunch, and it's a late long lunch. Why does that work so well with Europeans? I'm going to give you a secret, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't have the stress that Americans do. See, stress and alcohol, like, I've had such a stressful day. I need a beer. I need a drink. Really check yourself in at the door, because when you say that, that's really a reason not to. You see, the French are more laid back. They've got the resveratrol that comes in from the red wine and all those riboflavonoids and the B6, B3, and B12 in red wine will actually work that way with one glass. If you're stressed, it will go straight on through you, and it will do more harm than good, all right? So what is really bad, like, just remember, not too much consumption. That is the real key. Look, just like I talked to you many, many times about portion control. Look at the palm of your hand. That is your protein. Look at your carbohydrates. Look at how you food combine and all this. Look with your alcohol, how you actually, when you have that drink, what you have the drink with, and what is your emotional state, because that will affect your physical pillar, which is the second one next to spiritual. So why do I say that? If you're stressed, I would suggest rather than take a drink, because it will calm you, but it will do other things physically to your body that you will regret. As they say, you'll regret it in the morning. You will regret it to the point where it's so much better to say, I'm going to go ahead, I've really been stressed, take a meditation of the five elements of Chinese medicine. After you've calmed your nerves, have a glass of wine with dinner. You will be amazed at how you will enjoy it. You will enjoy the flavor. You will enjoy the taste. And it won't be like, I have to have a drink. That's my best kitchen table consultation that I could. And even the Mayo Clinic has talked about, when consumed in moderation, I've told you what the moderation is, that there's some real health benefits. I mean, even one drink for a woman, two even for men is okay. It supports heart health, kidney health, sex life. You're almost always better in the bedroom when you've relaxed with a drink. Come on, we all know that. Brain function and blood sugar levels, but with moderate consumption. And while alcohol might have those benefits, heavy alcohol, I've already mentioned this, and the good cholesterol found that one drink of especially red wine, I prefer white, but that it will be known to help your good cholesterol, and it will, the high density lipoprotein, the HDL, will actually build. That's the one that you want high, all right? And the other thing is that, remember, while there's some health benefits, it just, as I said, social consumption is great. Stress consumption is not so great. Social consumption, like the people that are enjoying having that green beer tonight, they will probably wake up not even with a hangover because it was that social pillar that is so foundational. But on the other hand, because look at your skill set, what is out there, what you can use when you use stress for alcohol. Because I guarantee you, when you use stress for alcohol, I've seen it for decades of my practice, what happens is the alcohol will go into your liver, make it not quiver, and then it's stuck. That's why Janie, who has a thick middle, and I said, Janie can hold her alcohol. She's really not. She's holding it in her liver that's not quiver. And Joe, he can pack them in. He can do a six-pack and doesn't move. That is because his liver is metabolizing that alcohol, and it's harming every single other organ in their body. So what I'm going to say about this is just watch your consumption. Be monitored with your portion control of anything. Sorry, Peter, I just hit my mute button and I was moving things around here. But I want to spend a couple of minutes and then go into where grain alcohol is the most medicinal. But those antiseptic properties, like for instance, I swam today for the first time in a while because it's gotten warmed up, and I used grain alcohol to put in my ears to make sure that there were no fungus among us in my earlobes. Okay, I covered tinctures. I want to go through this with pain relief. Where you would use it is grain alcohol. I'm going to come back to that in just a minute.
Can I ask a really quick favor? Where do you?
Yeah.
What is grain alcohol? Where do you buy it?
I'm so glad
that
you asked.
What's different from beer alcohol?
Grain alcohol will be purchased at Whole Foods. It will be purchased in the Walgreens and CVS will have it. But it's the, you know, that alcohol that you use. I'm a health coach. I don't drink. Okay, what can I say, Peter, to answer your question? Whatever that
so you don't buy it at you don't buy it at a liquor store, is what you're saying.
You could. Is it like it's the biggest proof? Like if it's like 130 proof or something like that, ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
That is grain alcohol. Yeah, that is grain alcohol. But I usually use the one from Whole Foods. So that's a great question. See, we're already going into our question portion of this. Using it as a preservative as food, I said. Now as a solvent. With painting, remodeling, that kind of thing, a disinfectant. If you get a wound or something, grab the alcohol. And actually, that grain alcohol, Peter, is better. The small amount that was in the absinthe that they used to get themselves well from the bubonic plague, that helped with their digestion. It killed the parasites, and they were much better. And then that carrier for medications. This is where I want to go because you've heard me talk about the V-Gard. You've heard me talk about the benefits of the V-Gard when Dr. Jim and I had a little something to do with this when we created this panacea. We didn't know it was going to come prior to COVID. We didn't know that it was going to come in the fall of 2019, when here we were, what hit. But we had this on the shelf. It was a product with grain alcohol. This really inspired me to do this show, Peter, and those of you in our listening audience here, because the grain alcohol, I knew that it would help the flu. Well, SARS-CoV didn't happen, so we, like many other projects that you do in business, you put it on the shelf and let it go by the wayside. All right. What we had here was was a situation with me having just an inclination in November. Dr. Jim did as well, and I said, you need to bring this out to the masses. I just knew energetically, it's one of those things, talking about an intuition and another organ, I have a gallbladder moment at 3 in the morning, and my intuition wakes me up. It was one of those times. Dr. Jim and his family were in Montana, he got awakened the same night. I said, we need to bring this formula with this grain alcohol out to the public. We need to do 3 months of clinical studies, December. This was November, December, January. We all know what hit in February, at the end of February 2024, and we were ready for it. And I will always keep that original bottle that we had with V-Gard that we gave out to people, and we were able to sustain 100,000 lives during COVID. It's one thing that I'm honored and glad that I could come out of retirement and say that I could do with this. So people say when they take a V-Gard, and I'm saying, okay, I said, get ready. It's a healthy dose of tequila because it is all grain alcohol. Question I always get when people say, well, I'm a recovering alcoholic of 30 years. Can I take V-Gard? Yes. Why would I say this, ladies and gentlemen? Because the herbal remedy that's in V-Gard will contraindicate the grain alcohol that's in it, which will be a conduit to make it a panacea for an antiviral and to boost your killer T cells and immune system. I just had another wonderful client, patient of mine, just absolutely was in bed. I go, why wasn't I your first call? Why was I your fourth call and you've been sitting here suffering? Overnighted some V-Gard to him. And he said, I'm just calling that bottle is magic. He said he slept well. What do we know? And this is what I'm going to just conclude with today, and then I'll say if we've got some listeners out here, we'll open it up like we have before with our new format, Peter. And the five elements of Chinese medicine, what was he able to do with the V-Gard? You take it, the last thing, you go to bed at night, and you wake up with the deepest sleep ever. He said, I sweated through my sheets because he had the flu. He'd done other things that I told him, but he waited for the V-Gard. He sweated through his sheets, went through a couple of iterations of that, but he absolutely said, I'm a little congested. I said, take your second shot tonight. But here, from laying down 6 days in the bed, my good friend Maynard went ahead. He's my friend, my coaching client. All my clients become my friends. He gets up in the morning and says, I can go ahead and show real estate property. He's up in Michigan. Why did he have that experience? Because grain alcohol is the greatest medicinal when used correctly in the right doses of anything that our Creator gave us on planet Earth. So with that, I'm going to say, Peter, I don't know whether we have any callers tonight. This is our second time doing this. But certainly I would love to see if we have any questions out there. Or maybe, Peter, nope. You have another one as well.
Well, no callers, but there is a chat feature, and I saw somebody in a chat asking more questions about that grain alcohol. So it sounds like a familiar term that most people would probably be familiar with, because it sounds like, if you ever heard of grain alcohol, it's like, of course. But since I never really went to go buy any, I don't know that much about it. So like you said, I could go to a liquor store and buy it, or it would be in CVS or Walgreens or pharmacy?
Not usually.
Okay.
You have to go to a pharmacist, but it will be. This is very interesting, Peter. I'm glad you brought this up. That guess where you can find it for real? You can find it in Whole Foods, because it's used as a medicinal. Because you think about Whole Foods, you think about these stores that are holistic in nature. Sure, it's going to be there. Sure, it's going to be there. And not only that, you think about grain alcohol. If you remember that song, every life moment is part of a country western song, okay? And you think about that song that I believe it was Garth Brooks? I mean, called it Alcohol, okay? And that's what, see, because I'll give you a really good example. We're making this really too hard. Ever heard of Prohibition? Ever heard of moonshine?
Sure.
That is grain alcohol. Sometimes that's that kind of thing that will take, you know, it's also known, this is a good one. You spawned a couple things in my brain. Grain alcohol cleans out your body with the right herbs. guess what else cleans out something with grain alcohol? Ever seen it when you gas up your car and it says ethanol?
Sure.
Ethanol in your gas tank will clean out your engine. That's why V-Guard works so well, grain alcohol with Verse. It cleans out your system. So it can be fermented just to go in a little bit. They use corn, they use barley, they use wheat. And it's and knowing that it's like you can use a little smidge of grain alcohol to make that vodka a little more potent. And another place that you get grain alcohol sometimes that you will find it not in essential oils, but you'll find it in, like, you go to Macy's, you go to Bloomingdale's, Saks Fifth Avenue, the finer perfumes. When you have that eau toilette, if you get real concentrated perfume for your wife for a gift, that will have grain alcohol because it will preserve the scent far more than a cologne will. That was far more information that you really wanted to have, right?
Yeah, good stuff, though. Well, there's another question that I'm thinking. If you said, like, an ounce of grain alcohol, that sounds like pretty potent stuff, meaning, like, it's not something you just put in a shot glass and just swig down for most people, I'm guessing. Or is it? What do you mix it with something? How do you handle the alcohol taste or the alcohol burn, or does it?
Yes, it does burn, and that's why you would use a conduit, like you would supersize, like the like a drink with vodka, using a touch of grain alcohol. You know, if you when you open up V-Guard, the first thing it will hit you that this has got alcohol in it. If you've never experienced it, Peter, maybe I just need to send you a dose, and so. That's where, you know, I'm not a bartender, I'm a health coach, but what does grain alcohol do? Well, I will tell you what it does physically in food and nutrition. It really helps your heart, like I already said. It helps weight management. It helps nutrition. Grain alcohol will help when used in the right pharmaceutical blends, will really help with your intestine, your fiber, because it's a carrier. Just like, think about, there's a great chat question. I didn't know we were going to go off on this tangent. This is why I like our open forum now, Peter. When you go ahead and put that ethanol into your carburetor, into your gas tank, it will clean it better. What do you sometimes add to that grain alcohol or that ethanol into your engine? You add some STP, that gasoline. Well, that's what grain alcohol does to your... What was that?
Marvel Mystery Oil.
Marvel Mystery Oil, yes.
Yeah, that's like an old one for all those old people out there. Marvel Mystery Oil, good stuff. Still works.
Right. And so if you end up with having grain alcohol in it, it will certainly energize you. It will sedate you. It's good to use in with fiber, but it's best to use nutritionally with herbs, you know. And if you want to contact me at Jody at Health Coach Jody, you will not get an answer that you will get an ingredient panel of V-Guard. Why? You don't know what's in Coca-Cola. You just drink it. You just know you like the beverage, and the hundreds of thousands of people that have been benefited from V-Guard will say, I got an experience. It was amazing. So the grain alcohol is used in beverage production. It's used in industrial, as I said. It's a fuel source, like I said, with that treatment in your car, a disinfectant. And it really is used in moderation. And I'll tell you what Bob and I do, because we're old. At 83 and 70, what we do is we take a dose of V-Guard. You know, when you're talking about that LIIR and you got on the train and you went down and you couldn't drink any more green beer, well, then you become holistic. This is a great way to wind this question up, Peter, because you just holistically, you just go and say, well, we don't go out for happy hour or cocktail hour. Bob and I just take once every 10 days because we take our dose of V-Gard to boost our immune system, and those killer T cells are out there so that you feel great, have energy, and can absolutely find the best commodium of anything. I will just tell you a quick story. We gave the first explanation about V-Gard. We put it on the registration table for everybody to come to and with. And so we got the explanation. We knew what it was for. And the people that were at the symposium each got a bottle of V-Gard and to take it that night. Well, because as much as I enjoyed our event, I had a lot of stress on me. A lot of stress. Well, having a lot of stress, I had an experience with V-Gard. I absolutely got my system cleaned out. I got a great night's sleep like I hadn't had in many nights. And I got up that next morning ready to go at it with our event for Friday. It was amazing. And I'd never taken it under where I would see that my system's not, there's no immune system problem, but the stress fog. Now, what if I had gone ahead and just had a glass of wine? I promise you, Peter, and audience out here listening to this, I would have gone ahead and taken a second glass of wine that night because I had a lot of stress with the event. It would have impeded what the grain alcohol does with nutrition. Is this an ad for this wonderful panacea that's out in the world in great doses? Yes, you can go to drjodee.com, look under the health tab, throwdown tab, and you will see something called Vital Essence. That is Dr. Jim's company. This is the V-Gard is under his umbrella. I am a partner there, and you'll see our wonderful blue-green algae phycodyne there as well. But the V-Gard is right there, and if anybody listens to this show, because when you get the bottle of V-Gard, you get a consultation with me. If you just want it discounted, say that you heard about this great grain alcohol on St. Patrick's Day show, and guess what? You just have to call me and leave that message. And you can call often, just leave your credit card. All kidding aside, all you've got to do is say 800-820-0584. That's 1-800-820-0854, and we'll get this going on. And I'll tell you what, we'll have a great time, but you'll get great health on top of it. So when you think about alcohol, looking at it as something that can enhance your life, enhance your lifestyle, and enhance your social way of being, when used, as we say, in moderation, but used according to those three things, you'll have a great, great experience with any alcohol that you use, whether it's a shot of scotch that has a little bit of grain alcohol to give it a little STP boost, and you throw it over some ice. Well, you know, that's all you will need. But when you do it the medicinal, and I would say, and get your charge with your immunity, get your charge from V-Gard, you'll find out that it's the best night's sleep, the best feeling that you'll have. And it does wear off because, see, kids don't have, they can do it once a month. But remember, Bob and I are old people, so we do it once every 10 days to keep that your system flowing, keep yourself going with your vitality, energy, and longevity. And that's what I've got about alcohol, except for it stands for all good, do it in love, do it with company, okay? And do it when you absolutely want to have a hellacious time with an opportunity to just leaving a memory for you wherever you go. That's what the acrostic means, or alcohol. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. So for those people who want to hear this again, if you go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to do that. And then check her out, drjody.com or healthcoachjody.com. She's got a couple of different websites out there as well. And I remember Dr. Jim Marinakis talking about him developing the V-Guard product just as COVID was hitting. So yes, for all those people that are listening in, if you hear the bull poop from the, you know, people on television that said, we had to wait for the vaccine to be protected from COVID, that's all poop. That's not true. Dr. Jim was treating people in many countries and gave us some tips of things, which, by the way, included alcohol, that you'd be able to do at the onset if you felt you felt sick. And I know we did a lot of that stuff because, you know, COVID was going around hot and heavy. So Dr. Jim knows his stuff, and now he put it in that product, that V-Guard, to make it easy for everybody. So having said that, Jody, thanks for being here, and enjoy your holidays. For those people listening in as well, we'll run a radio show during the week that we'll play on next Sundays, and we'll see everybody next on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Jody. Bye for now.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.